A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the learning of the learned I will set aside. Where is the wise one? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of his age? Has not God made the wisdom of the world foolish? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not come to know God through wisdom, it was the will of God through the foolishness of the proclamation to those who have faith. For Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those who are called Jews and Greeks alike, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, for the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Consider your own calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of the noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despaired of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that it is written, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Responsorial Psalm. Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor.
Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor.
Praise you, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever.
Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor.
High above all nations is the Lord, and above the heavens in his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high, and looks upon the heavens and the earth below.
Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor.
He raises up the lowly from the dust, and from the dunghill he lifts up the poor, to seat them with princes of his own people.
Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Spirit. If we do allow Jesus to use us, then he can do many things. So all of us are called to minister. And one of the best ways we do this, you know, the first reading talks about how the shepherds, but then the gospel talks about the Blessed Mother after the shepherds and how she treasured all these things in her heart. I'd like to encourage you when you say the rosary. Now, some of you always want me to say the rosary on the bus, and if I had the chance, we do, right? If we have time, but you need at least 15 minutes for that of driving. Today, we're not going to have 15 minutes of driving anywhere, just so you know. We're here, we're going down there. That's it. So, but normally, people just say the words of a rosary. That's not the way you're supposed to say the rosary. How you're supposed to, what's the most important part of the rosary?
Concentrating on Jesus.
On the mysteries. So, here we are in the beautiful thing of shepherds. So when you sit there and you're saying the rosary, and you always do it for yourself because our Blessed Mother gives me everything I want, I have to do this, and she can give me everything. So I often talk about we use the Blessed Mother instead of love the Blessed Mother. We only go to her for what we want. Get me what I want, Mommy. Like spoiled little children. instead of loving our mother. And so, when you're meditating on the rosary, what you need to be doing is like when you, nativity, right? So we're spending time, today would be a good time to spend time saying the joyful mystery, because we're here, where it all happened. And you're meditating on the birth of Jesus. Now, however Jesus was born, we're not going to get into it because people argue. But what you must do as you're meditating on that is sit there and watch. You watch Joseph, the first one who received communion in the hands. He holds her. He puts Jesus in the arms of Mary, and Mary's holding Jesus, huh? And as she's holding Jesus, she looks at you because you're meditating on, because you're there. You can smell the manure. You can smell the cave. You can smell it all. And she looks at you and says, would you like to hold him? And then you hold Jesus in your arms. And you think, whoa, I'm holding God. The God of the universe became very, very vulnerable. I could take him. I could kill him. I could stamp on him. The God of the universe. And he lets me hold him. And then think, we get to hold him in our hands every time we go to communion. The first one to receive communion in the hand was St. Joseph. And we get to hold him too. And then the reality is we think Mary was very blessed because she got to keep Mary, Jesus in her womb for 9 months. How long do we get to keep Jesus in us? From the day we were baptized, God lives inside of us. So again, when we sit there and we hold Jesus, he becomes one with us. He not only lets us hold him as we look down, he comes within us. When we receive him in the Eucharist, he comes within us. And again, I had a priest I lived with, and he'd tell the people, you know, you better stay in like 10 minutes of meditation because Jesus only stays inside of you for 10 minutes after communion. Really? So God has a divine stopwatch up there. Okay, 10 minutes. 8 minutes, 9 minutes, that's backwards. 6 minutes, 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 10 seconds, 9, 8, I'm going to leave, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, goodbye. That's heresy. You have Jesus in you every moment, every day. You don't become less of Jesus. So when you receive Jesus in the Eucharist, you already have him inside, but you receive him. Well, why would we do that, Father? Well, you are what you eat, correct? You eat every day. You eat 3 or 4 times a day, and you become that. So we have to keep going. But it doesn't make Jesus any less inside of us. So when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, when we're meditating on the mysteries, whoa, really? The God of the universe wants to live inside of me? Me? I have issues. And yet he still wants to live inside of me. He still wants to talk through me. He still wants to bring others to him through me? Yes! So that's the point. You and I are called here today to truly let Jesus Christ be born. And as Jesus is born inside of us and he grows inside of us, show the world him. Because the world is dying for Jesus Christ. We need to bring him to the world, just like Mary. You got it?
Get it?
Yes. You're going to live it?
Yes.
May each of you know his love today and forever.